It was a very unfortunate but fascinating shaila that was brought to the Weizener Rav during the Holocaust. The Nazis had gathered a group of 50 kids and they were planning on having them killed. One of the kids' fathers had the ability to pay off someone, to bribe someone, and get his son out of trouble, get his son out of harm's way. The shaila was, he knew that if he did so, the kapos, the yidden who were overseeing the entire group and project, would have to replace this kid with a different kid, because they had to bring the number 50 to the Nazis. And the question was it mutter to pay off the guy to release his son if he knew that eventually, as a result, they would take someone else to be killed in his stead? That you're not contributing at all to the other person being taken directly. You're just trying to get your son out of harm's way. The question is it mutter if, as a result, someone else will eventually be taken in his stead? That is the shaila. So there's a shach in Choshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Samach Gimel that brings down a rule, B'shem the Marival. And the rule is as follows. He says that the Marival was talking about a case where the government wanted to take certain people and be matal a certain knas or tax on them or get them into some type of trouble. And the question is, you were not one of these people, but you, let's say you were very close friends with someone who was going to be a victim of the government imposing something very difficult and something that's a hezek to him in the imminent future. And the question is, if you were a very well-connected person and you could pay off a government official to avoid taking this fellow, but you know that if they don't take this fellow, they're going to instead be mazik a different yid, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to pay off the government official to stay off your friend if you know that as a result they'll end up taking someone else, a bim kaimoy? That is the question. And the Marival says that there's a very important chilik in halacha about when exactly you interfere and you pay off this guy. And it depends. So, Dr. Marival, if the melech already picked this person, he picked Pliny, he already designated this person to impose the hezek on, then the halach is that you cannot pay off the guy and have him replaced. Because since he was already designated, you can't cause a hezek to a different fellow who they're going to chop in his place. However, if the gzeirah of the government was simply to take, let's say, a certain quota of Jews, to impose taxes or to impose some type of hezek on a certain number of Jews, but they didn't specify which particular Jews to take, then you could pay off a government official to save your friend, because at that point, they didn't designate him, and therefore it's not considered like you're causing someone else a hezek by paying off the government official to stay off him. That was the source, that was the distinction of the Marival. And says the Marival, I have a following source from the Gemara to this chiluk. Says the Marival, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that is mashma, that we have this chiluk, that it depends if the government already was miyachid Pliny, or they weren't miyachid Pliny. If they were already miyachid Pliny, then it's considered as if they were already mazik this person. Since they already placed their taxes or their hezek on this person, even though it didn't come bepoil to him, but since it's already earmarked to him, it's already on him, and therefore you cannot pay off the guy to have it replaced by someone else. Now, Shankin, if they didn't specify anyone, they didn't designate anyone, then you could pay off the guy and be matzel this person. What's the makor? So the Gemara says as follows, that we know that by the story of Shaul HaMelech, who was chasing David HaMelech, we found that the city of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim helped out David when he was running away from Shaul. And as a result, Shaul killed this whole city. Now, by virtue of the fact that he killed this entire city, the Givonim were affected by this, and the Givonim were very upset at the descendants of Shaul, and they wanted to have revenge on them. And when David became king, he comes to the Gevainim, and the Gevainim tell him that you must give us 7 of the descendants of Shaul in order to exact our revenge. We're going to hang them. And if you don't do so, we will not be appeased. That was their deal. That was their threat to David, that if you don't give us 7 of the descendants of Shaul, then we're gonna remain in our anger, and you're not going to be able to appease us. And Shaul and David HaMelech had to go through the following process in order to determine who should be the ones who are going to be chosen to be handed over to the Gevainim, and who will not be handed over. And what David did was, he marched all the Zera of all the descendants of Shaul past the Aron HaKodesh, in front of the Aron HaKodesh, and whoever the Aron was Koilet, whoever the Aron chose, that is who was chosen to be handed over to the Gevainim. That is the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, how was he able to choose the descendants? So basically the Gemara says that it wasn't him, it was Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose them, it was Kol Tayo Aron, and that's how he chose the 7 people who were going to be handed over to the Gevainim. Now the Gemara tells us that we know that Yonason ben Shaul was a very close friend of David's. And Yonason ben Shaul, who was a very close confidant of David, had a son called Mephibosheth. And David did not want Mephibosheth to be handed over to be hung by the Gevainim. And therefore, David didn't put him into this line and didn't pass him by the Aron HaKodesh, and he wanted to spare his life. In fact, the Gemara, how did he do that? L'chayro, what was his recht? If he was over on the Isser, and they were just as innocent or guilty as him, so how could David feel justified in sparing Mephibosheth and not anyone else? So the Gemara says he was mespalel that the Aron shouldn't be koilet Mephibosheth. Since he prayed that he shouldn't be chosen in the first place, then it's not a problem if he spared him, because it's not considered like he was having someone else killed. The Mela, says the Marival, you see clearly this chiluk, that the Gemara says that if he already passed him through, and the Aron was koilet him, then David can't be mespal that to have him spared. David can't save him because he's already earmarked to be handed over to the Gevainim. And since he was already designated and earmarked, you can't pray to have him spared. Masha'en Kain, David can daven that he be spared, and that's taka what he did before he went through the process of passing by the Aron. Because since at that point he wasn't yet designated, you could be mispal, you could try to save him if you feel that he shouldn't be handed over to the Gevainim. So maybe this is the Marival, the same thing over here. If a person is miyuchad already, he's already designated to be handed over to the government, or to be killed, or to be damaged monetarily, then you cannot interfere and be matzel him. You can't pay off a government official to prevent him from being taken. Mashenkin, if he hasn't yet been designated, then you could pay off the government official to save him from the impending predicament. That is the chilik of the Marival. So you see clearly the Marival is stelling zu dine nefashis to dine mominis. And it sounds like he holds that both by mominis and by nefashis we have this chilik. That if it's already miyuchid, that this person is going to be the one to get hurt, then you have no right to save him at the expense of someone else. But if he hasn't yet been chosen, you're allowed to pay off a government official or somehow try to save an individual and have the blame and the the tax or hezek shifted over to someone else in his place. On the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Nesi Kelim, are mitzayin to the Arama in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Shin Peches, where the Arama has a similar halacha with respect to Chayshim Mishpat and the dinim of Moiser. And the Arama over there says as follows. He says, if let's say you have a property and there's a flood coming towards your property and about to be mazik your property. So the Gemara says, the Arama says, b'shem the Nemuki Yosef, that if the flood already entered your property, then you can't divert it and cause the hezek to someone else rather than yourself, because it's already upon you. Mashenkin, if it hasn't yet come to your rishos, it's just heading your way, and it's about to come to your rishos, you could divert the water from entering your rishos and have it go to someone else. Because even though it, in place of you, is going to be mazik someone else, since it hadn't yet come upon you, it's not considered being mazik yenim. And therefore, all you're doing is being matzel yourself, and that's enough, that's mutter, as long as it hasn't yet come upon your rishos. So it's a similar chiluk to the chiluk of the Marival, that it depends if it's already upon you, which is where we have a halach that it's usher for you to get involved and interfere. Masha'en kein, if it's not yet upon you, then you're allowed to interfere and to prevent the hezek from going upon your friend or someone you know. That is the psak of the Marival. However, the Yad Avram brings down from the Achronim of the following chiluk, and that is that even though we're saying that there's this distinction between whether it already was designated that this person should be nizik or this person should be killed, and whether this person wasn't yet designated, that is only with respect to you getting involved to save someone else from the hezek. So when you are getting involved to save your friend or your relative from a hezek or from getting killed by the government, then we have this chiluk, whether he was already designated or whether he wasn't yet designated, and where he was already designated, you're not allowed to be masel him, since as a result of your hatzalah, someone else is going to get taken in his place. However, if it comes to you yourself being masel yourself, says the Yad Avram, in that case, even if you were already chosen by the government, nonetheless, it's mutter to, let's say, pay a ransom or bribe someone, some government official, to be matzel yourself, even though you know that as a result, someone else will be taken in your place. Why? Says the Yad Avram, chayach kaidbin. Your life comes first, and therefore you're allowed to get involved and pay off a government official to be matzel yourself, even at the expense of someone else being taken bimkoimcha, even though you are already designated to be the one that's going to get damaged. That is the psak of the Yad Avram. Now, the interesting shaila that the Vaitzan Rov discusses is, what about the shaila that he began with? The shaila that took place in the Holocaust. If let's say you have a person that has his son that was designated, and he wants to save his son by paying off a government official, and as a result, a different Yiddish child will be taken in his stead, what is the halacha in that case? Do we say a son is similar to yourself? Because Adam Karvetz al Bnoi, it's like Chad Gufa. Your son is like an extension of yourself, and therefore, just like by yourself, you say Chayecha Kaidmin, and you're allowed to be Matzel yourself, even though you are already designated, so too you're allowed to be Matzel your son, even though he was already designated. That's one side. Or do we say, no, your son is lemaisa, not you. Your son is a different individual. And therefore, if he was already designated to be harmed, then you cannot be matzel him. You cannot pay off an official to have him spared if, as a result, another child will be taken in his stead and will be harmed in his place. That is the sofik lahalacha of the Vaitzan Rov when it comes to this halacha. That if you assume, like the Yad Avram, that when it comes to the person himself, he's allowed to be matzel himself, even if he was designated, does this apply even when it comes to being matzel his son or not? Do we say that his son is like himself, and therefore you could employ the rule of chayach chayidmin and be matzel your son, even though he was already designated and miyuchid by the goyim? Or do we say, no, it's lamaisa, not yourself, and you say that if he's already miyuchid, you cannot get involved and save him, if it means that another child will be harmed or killed in his stead?